Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you ever gone to a farmer's market and found yourself perusing tables, baskets, and bins filled with fruits and vegetables that you've quite frankly never even heard of, only to go home with the same stuff you always buy at the grocery? Or do you see a bunch of words that you don't even know what they mean? Sustainable, organic, chemical-free. Well, we're here to dispel some of the mysteries that you may have had around going to the farmer's market. So, meet you at the table.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia.
We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table. So pull up a chair.
Well, hello. I have been looking forward to this episode for a long time because I have some really important people to thank. I would like to give a thank you. This is your shout out time, friends, to our highest level of supporters that have just hit a year of supporting us through through our partner Patreon. And so I just want to give a very big thank you to Bob and Melinda of Seymour, Indiana, Cassie of Spring Hill, Tennessee, Jamie of Huntsville, Alabama, and Marianne of Midlothian, Texas. Four different states represented.
Midlothian.
And again, we could not do some of the stuff that we're doing on this podcast without you guys.
That's
so
right.
Thank you. Thank you for your dedication and just the sacrifices you've made to participate in that way. And if you find value in these conversations and would like to find out how you too can support us, plus the awesome perks that we give out to our patrons, you can check out patreon.com/steelmagnolias, and we will link to that in our show notes.
Awesome.
All right. So today we're talking about farmers markets.
Yahoo! But hold up. Stop. I have something I want to ask everyone to do.
Okay.
Will y'all stop what you're doing for just a moment and take a quick screenshot on your phone of what you are listening to? And then share that on your socials to invite your friends to join us at the table.
That's great. Brilliant. Good job, sis.
And tag us at Steel Magnolias Podcast so we can see it.
That's brilliant. Most of you guys
won't
are listening on a phone right now, so that should not. You'll just save it to your screenshots and
put that
share
up.
Share it on your Instagram or Facebook.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good idea.
Okay, farmers markets. Sorry.
Okay,
back to
so
that.
Fresh produce is the best.
So,
you can
yes.
taste it in what you're making, or if you're just eating it freshly washed,
yeah.
you know, you're not even cooking it. It is so different than store-bought. So it's fun to go to the source,
yeah.
being the farmer.
And there's so many reasons why we're going to get into.
I confess, I often come home from the farmer's market with donuts and local honey. So I've got a long way to go in regards to opening up my horizons in foods and vegetables and fruits, even,
yeah.
that I'm wanting to bring home to my
house.
Well,
I get tickled. Farmers markets now have food trucks and all
right.
of that. Like, that didn't used to be what the farmers market was.
Oh, my gosh, no.
But now we have all this already prepared foods as well.
Well,
so that's very different.
Yeah, and I think everybody, once you start going to a farmer's market, you do have your people that,
yes.
that you fall in love with.
Yes.
So I'm not saying, you know, it's not good to be in a rut in that way. That's great. I'm just saying I have a lot of branching out to do because, I mean, I love any of the berries, any in the berry family, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries. I do love those. I love peaches.
Oh, man.
I'm talking
like
about stuff
juicy
that's
peach.
Yeah,
peach.
In season. I love any of the jams or honeys or anything canned in that regard that I've had from the farmer's market. but I just haven't branched out enough. So this,
well, there's even, yeah,
this stretched me in good ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had fun. I always have fun doing research on these podcasts, but you know, I love to cook. So food's just a fun subject. But you know, there are a lot of words that you hear around farmers markets that I even wanted to kind of go into a little bit of that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Of like, what do all these words even mean?
Sustainable and yeah, what's, yeah.
And some of them I think are just fluff words anyway. I remember in regards to, well, really, like in regards to food in general, I remember hearing that the words L-I-G-H-T and L-I-T-E really don't have any like definition.
Okay.
With the USDA or anything. And so people will say that because it makes you think, oh, it won't be as fattening.
Right.
And it really may not have an 2 calories less.
Because I have light lemonade in my fridge right now.
Made you feel good buying that.
Sure did. I didn't do a
comparison. And maybe it is a little less refined sugar or something. But I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of words that don't have definition.
Yes.
That are out there. But some of them do.
Yes.
And since you mentioned sustainable, that word... There's like actual, I didn't go into the weeds with it, but there's actual bullet points of what sustainable even, you know, what you criteria you have to meet to be sustainable.
Okay.
But the gist of it is environmental, ethical, and economic standards are all good.
Okay.
So they're thinking about the environment, the ethics of how they treat the animals or the, you know, vegetables or whatever. And so that's what, if you hear that word, sustainable.
Okay. They've had a few boxes checked in criteria they met.
Things like local. I mean, the reason that's important when you hear that something's local. Now, that even has different definitions. In some states, that might mean it's under 400 miles. That doesn't mean that it's like from up the road.
Right.
But still, when it comes to food, particularly, I'm just going to use the example of a vegetable, it starts to lose nutritional value once it's cut.
The moment it comes out of the ground or
so once it's cut, then the decline begins. Mm-hmm. So if it came from another country or the other side of the country, by the time it gets to you, it's already on the decline, right?
That's a good point. Yeah.
And so if it literally just got cut 2 days ago, that's better.
Sure. Absolutely.
In fact, side note, I had dinner this past week with somebody who lives in Colombia, South America.
Okay.
And she brought me some coffee and she was like, this was just picked 2 weeks ago.
No way.
And I'm like, come on. This is going to be so good.
So good. Wow.
Because that matters, you know, the freshness of things. So anyhow,
when
you hear local or fresh.
Yeah.
The definitions may vary on state to state and things like that of what is local, but it's going to be better than whatever came from the other side of the country.
Yes. And local, in a farmer's market sense, you're probably standing there with the person that
grew it,
pretty close to it.
You know,
maybe they didn't pull that out themselves, but they know enough and they were able to drive to that market. So they're close enough. Yes, they're local.
Yeah.
For sure.
And obviously in regards to honey, it really matters that it's within a few miles for the pollination to be like help you with your allergies and all of that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Any other words? Organic means no chemical fertilizers or pesticides.
Right.
And fair trade is another word you hear more in regards to
coffees
and different even products. Even clothes, cotton.
Yeah, I was gonna say non-perishable goods.
Yeah, so that means fair payment, no child labor, good working conditions.
Yes.
And if you've heard any of the stories of what's not fair trade, it's so horrific that once you know that that's going on, you should have a little bit of guilt if you continue to buy. I'm just saying,
buy from a source that you know. Yeah,
that it might be 10-year-old
operating. Yeah.
Mine in India, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we went to the farmer's market together.
Yes. We don't get to do that much.
You know, got one that's really close to both of us. And so we went together a couple weeks ago and we were purposefully looking for produce that we've never heard of in order to strike up some conversations with the farmers and just to try new food. So, Can I go ahead and tell them what the first was that we did? Okay, we bought two different ones. First one we bought was called Badger Flame Beets. They were orange with green stems, kind of looked like a short and fat carrot.
Yes.
They, you know, like they were much more full.
Like the shape of a beet.
Yeah. Like fuller at the top.
Little or plump.
Closer to the stem, if you will. And then kind of like almost spiraled down. They were kind of funny looking, but they, I'll put Instagram pictures up this week for sure that you guys can see and follow along. They, of course, were in the beet family, and we paid $4 for a bundle of six of the Badger Flame beets. And so the farmer we spoke with said you can grill them or you can roast them. And we opted to roast them in olive oil and just a little salt and pepper on 450, 450 degrees for like, I think I had them in there for maybe like 12 or 15 minutes. And they were so good.
So good that even Philip enjoyed them.
My husband, Philip, that does not like vegetables.
He even enjoyed them. My only thing is I wish there had been more on the bunch.
Yeah.
But so good.
Yeah. So they were sweeter than I expected.
Yes, I would not bitter.
I would almost put them in the sweetness of a sweet potato. Not the softness of a sweet potato.
I can see that. Yeah.
But the sweetness of a sweet potato.
And that farmer actually said that these were created by a chef.
Oh, that's right.
Who was trying to get a lot of flavor.
That's right.
Remember?
Yes.
So I Googled it later, and it's a company we mentioned in our heirloom seed episode. And now I can't remember the company's name. Root 7 or Root, I don't know.
Okay.
R-O-O-T.
Yeah.
Anyway, I found that that's where it's that group that actually came up with this particular one. That's also fascinating to me when people are
coming up with
hybrids and all of that.
Yeah, if that interests you, I'll link in our show notes to the heirloom seeds episode, because if this is of all interest in the seeds,
you'd enjoy that one too.
Go back and listen to that one. So yeah, anything else you would say about that one?
It was a joy to talk to her, and it wasn't, you know, it was kind of fun to even go with that attitude of let's see what we don't even know what to do with because we've never seen it, and just ask.
Yeah, I guarantee you, you'll find something. There's so much produce out there.
Yeah, you're going to see some kind of little variety you haven't seen or you're not familiar with, more than likely.
And I just think the amount of time that these people spend in the, you know, working the land and just even the time and efforts that they put into farming.
And they picked their varieties for a reason, so they're going to want to talk about it.
I was going to say, what a blessing for somebody to actually care enough to be like, what would you do with this?
Yeah.
How would you serve this at dinner? You know, it's just like, you care about me? Like,
yes.
You want to know?
You noticed my little badger flame beaks.
Exactly. Aww. Exactly. So that one I would give a thumbs up, and I would buy that again, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long they'll be in season, but we went in July.
Yeah. So. That's so fun.
Okay, and the other purchase we made that we never heard of was so pretty. It was
so pretty. I've had it a second time, and I still have a few more.
Okay, fairy tale eggplant.
They're little, y'all.
Tiny little eggplants.
I would say they're like 5 to 6 inches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some were a lot bigger than the others.
And they're like purple, but mixed with white.
They have like little white streaks
down
them.
Not like that dark... I think of a dark eggplant color, like a dark purple. It's like a lighter.
They were like so feminine looking.
So cute.
Honestly. So pretty. I'd actually love to decorate with something that looks like that with my gourds in the fall. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes,
I'm sure they're not in season that
long. And because they're little, too. It's not like it's going to take up a ton of room.
Like they would be the fun for a little tablescape or something. But yes, we also were told that they would be good grilled or... We ended up roasting them.
Well, I grilled them the other night.
You did? Okay.
And they were fabulous.
Okay. So did you... I forgot to do this on the roast when I roasted them. But I think I was actually supposed to... When I halved them, I was supposed to put them face down.
Oh.
So that the purple side was up.
Yeah. That's how I grilled them.
I didn't... I just plopped them on the sheet pan when I was roasting them. So I don't know if that would have changed flavor at all. But it was a pretty mild flavor. Tiny little seeds.
Yeah.
And no bitterness. I heard that they were, if we had like cooked them more, they would have almost been creamy.
Yeah. So when I grilled them face down, that is, it was softer than it was when you roasted them, a little bit softer. But I just even like the size of it because they're so small, they grill quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like it had to go through a lot of thickness.
Right.
And yeah, it was wonderful. I just grilled chicken and those next to it.
Yeah.
So that was pretty easy.
Yeah. I ended up putting these little fairy tale eggplants next to our badger beets and some Brussels sprouts. I did just a sheet pan
all together
of all of that. So it all went in olive oil, salt, and pepper.
Very easy. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was all good.
Yeah. Easy dinner.
And this came in a, like, just how you would see strawberries in a little small handheld, like, little basket.
Little carton. Yeah.
And it was overflowing.
I can't remember what we paid for that, though. I was going to tell people, but it's going to vary.
It was five or six, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, that was the two that we tried. I would buy both of those for sure again and use those. But you know what I thought was funny? I didn't even realize this till I started doing my notes. How much purple is out there right now?
Oh.
So think about it. We saw purple bell peppers.
Purple peppers. Yes. We didn't try them, but she said they were mild.
Yeah. They had yellow, purple, and green peppers.
So pretty.
That was interesting. We saw purple whole peas.
Okay. Yes.
We saw purple carrots, which I love those.
I love those. Just rainbow carrots.
Is that what they call them? I was going to say tricolored, orange, yellow, and purple carrots. I'm trying to think if there was anything else purple. Oh, Cherokee purple heirloom.
Oh, yeah, which tomato. They're reddish, but kind of going into purple.
But they're called Cherokee
purple. That's true. That's my favorite color.
So if you love purple right now, you need to go to your farmer's market.
Well, one thing I want to make sure that I don't forget to say, because this just blows my mind. The USDA reports that for vegetables that you're purchasing at the grocery store, 14 cents on the dollar goes to the farmer.
Ooh, this is such a good statistic. I've never thought about this, but that's a really good
14 cents on the dollar.
That is so sad.
It's so sad to me that the majority of this is going to transportation and marketing and not even to the person growing the food.
Yeah.
So at a farmer's market, it's like 90%. Because, yes, they have to pay a fee to be in the market. And there's, you know, some things around that. Because, and even with that, as the person who puts together the farmer's market, they have a lot of requirements from the USDA and all of that of protecting the food and sure, you know, things are covered and the right temperature and all that. So anyway, there is some cost, but 90% of it's going to your farmer. And that's huge.
Wow. Now, I do want to just be real upfront and say it's more expensive as
it
well
is.
To buy
so
from
I
the
can't
farmer.
Go buy everything there. I wish I could.
Yeah. But it's worth it to do a few things for sure. Do what you can.
That's
what I would say. Do what you can. Please don't hear any pressure from us to
do
know,
what you can.
Only get
and
your
just
stuff
knowing, and, you know, I'm big on shop local and shop small because I have a tiny, tiny business.
Yeah.
But it does matter in keeping your community going and keeping us even, I don't want to go into the weeds. Listen to the heirloom seed episode. But you don't want the big companies running the show with everything regards to our food chain. It's just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also, we keep talking about vegetables and fruits. There's meat that you can buy from.
Yes.
You know, there's meat farmers there as well.
Yes.
That have a plethora of beautiful choices.
Yeah.
And again, I can't buy everything like that.
Yeah.
But maybe you know, just do what you can. We'll just leave it at that. Do what you can.
I'm glad you mentioned meat because I forgot to mention that. I've bought meat before. Again, I paid a lot more there than, but I thought of it as my local butcher instead. So I didn't compare it to a local butcher versus the farmer's market. I'm just saying it was a lot more versus my grocery store.
Yeah.
Tasted
again,
great.
Again, fresher.
Tasted
probably,
great. Yeah.
And likely even more ethical.
Yeah. And then another category I need to mention before I forget about it is flowers. There's a lot of
About that too.
There's flower farms and sometimes we forget that flowers are farms too. In fact, A friend of mine just started a flower business. She has a flower farm with her sister.
Sweet.
Here in town. And so I would actually love to go live with Meadow Flower Farm sometime soon and talk to them about some of the stuff they're growing, what's in season right now. And they do a great job at arranging things. And so they are a participant in farmers markets. But yeah, you're going to see a lot of flowers, fresh cut flowers in cute little mason jars or wrapped up in pretty paper.
Brown paper with tied up in string.
Yes. These are a few. Yeah.
Well, I also wanted to mention CSA boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Because a CSA box, that's a community-supported agriculture box. It can be vegetables or meat.
Yes.
But that is that you are agreeing to get a weekly box or half box. Most of them that offer a CSA, it's either a box or a half box.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis. And it's whatever's in season. So you don't know exactly what you're going to get. You just know it's going to be a plethora of things.
Yes.
That are in season. So, you know, it's going to vary even dependent on where you live. And
whoever came up with this was brilliant because it's backing the farmer, basically.
They know at least I'm going to have this many boxes sold.
And it lets them do things with their land with sort of a guarantee that at least some of it's going to get purchased.
Right.
So let's say they already know that they have one product that's a lot more popular than another. Well, at least their lesser popular item is going to get
used. It's not going to rot.
Yeah.
And
so there's less risk on their part.
That's right.
From the farmer's part.
Yeah. So. And even just knowing that they have that to fall back on. I mean, depending on, you know, no matter what happens with if they have lose part of a crop or something, they're going to have that little backing of their people.
Yeah.
And I know for some people that can be intimidating, like, I don't know what to do with turnips, or I don't know what to do with these things in the box. It can be an adventure that you learn to try new things. And even a lot of these farms will even email you recipes, like, hey, here's some things that, you know, will be in your box this week. So try this smoothie, or try this, that you know, so that you're like, okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I would say even if, especially if you have kids, what an adventure. Like, this could be educational for you, and you could bring them into it.
That's
Then just another one of those stops in life of, thank you for Google.
Like, that's right.
I'm thankful for Google today because I don't know what to do with this.
I sometimes have done recipes where I'm like, turnip, onion, beet.
That's what you're searching?
I just put that in there and then it'll bring me up like, okay, here's something you can do with those three things.
It's just like having a built-in chef.
It's wild.
I mean, they're not going to cook it for you, but
not that good.
They'll advise you. Yeah. And then I think on average what I saw was CSAs tend to be between $300 and $500 for about 4 months.
Okay, that sounds right.
So you know, you could look at your own grocery budget and see, you know, what you're already spending. Maybe this even works out to be close to that if you've got a big family. Who knows?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well.
CSAs are cool.
It is. And I like how you even said bringing your kids into it. You could say, oh my gosh, y'all, these are, you know, rutabagas. Let's look up what we can do with it. And y'all pick which one you want to make.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Let's all learn together. We can all Google it. That's cool. Good point. And yeah, that's definitely an integrated part of most farmers markets these days.
Yes.
You see the little CSA pickups. So some other things that you would definitely see across the South right now in farmers markets, onions, lots of onions, spring onions, red onions. We mentioned carrots, yellow squash, tomatoes. Y'all, if you have not tried a Cherokee purple heirloom tomato, buy it.
All you need is to put it on a sandwich with, I mean, I'm not even a lover of all things tomato, but like a good Cherokee purple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So good.
What else? Mushroom. We saw mushrooms.
Yeah, some fun ones too. Yeah.
All kinds of berries. I think we're about out of strawberry season, or we're pretty close to it. It's about to be high blueberry season right now. Peas. I mentioned purple whole peas.
Yeah, we saw some fun different varieties of peas, actually, of field peas and stuff.
We saw white crowder peas.
Yes.
If you don't know what to do with peas, go back and listen to episode 3 of this season.
Peas, yes.
I'll link to it, but we discussed all kinds of field peas.
Well, one other tip I wanted to give was often the best things that you'll, like at the farmer's market, if you're walking around, you don't have these favorite people you always buy from yet. You're just sure. kind of intimidated.
Right.
One little tip I like to give is look for... like, let's say you're looking for some wonderful lettuce. You're okay. going to see a lot of different people with lettuce.
Yes.
But if there's one person that only has different kinds of greens, they just have lettuce, Swiss chard.
This is so smart.
Kale. That's it. That's probably what they're really good at.
Yes. I like where you're going here.
When you mentioned onions, if there's somebody and all they have is shallots and ramps and yeah. all these different kinds of onions.
They know
get
onions.
Get them from them.
Yeah.
If there's somebody and all they have is berries and melons, they probably have really good berries and
you're
melons.
You're so smart. I thought you were going to say, if you don't know where to go, go to where the line is.
Well, that's word's probably out. A good point.
But I like this approach.
But I think, you know.
Somebody that's specializing.
Sticking with what they do well.
Yeah.
Is often a good starting point.
Yeah. That's so true. And maybe a smaller farm, too, that could use your help yeah, even yeah, more versus true. The one maybe on the end that
that's
has.
True.
A like big, a whole produce following. Section yeah. and a long line. That's great too.
Yeah.
But if you are truly, your heartstrings are pulled, you yes, know, and you're yes. wanting to support the little man, then yeah, that's cool. Let's see what else. I didn't mention anything dairy wise, but there's plenty of dairy.
Oh yeah.
Milk
in
and
fact,
eggs and cheese.
We have a local dairy here in Franklin called Hatcher Dairy. That is just been on a reality show, and I really would like to see it. I don't get this channel, National Geographic Wild.
Okay.
But I would love to.
It's kind of like a documentary they did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
About their
yeah.
fully functioning dairy.
Yeah.
I mean, they do meat and cheese and
yeah.
butter and eggs and all the things.
I haven't tried it, but I've heard their chocolate milk is out
oh
of this world.
Gosh. Ridiculous.
Which sounds amazing.
I have a friend whose daughter works there. So during the pandemic, she was having to go into work sometimes. And I a couple of times placed an order and she would bring, you know, just on her way home.
You're lucky.
And I would Venmo her. Like,
yeah.
here's for my eggs. And
that's amazing.
Cheese. And, you know, again, it does cost a little bit more, but the flavor's so good.
Right.
I couldn't buy everything there, but yum.
That's awesome.
One other tip, just something I like to mention, is in regards to washing your vegetables and
oh,
fruit.
Yeah, good
I just
point.
Thought I would throw this out there. Now, there's certain things you're going to see, or maybe I should say not see, on your farmer's market veggies that you'll get at the grocery store. And that is that wax that's on your food. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like on your apples?
Oh,
or
yeah.
It has that wax on there.
Yeah.
We could go into all of that. A lot of the stuff that's done to the food that's at the grocery store is for shelf life.
Yeah.
It's so gross. And they do, they do things to make the color nice.
Yes.
Not the taste.
I'm thinking of apples specifically when you're saying that. Is there another produce item that you've seen?
Well,
that a lot?
I think a lot of things have that, but you know, definitely notice it on apples.
Okay.
So what I have found is an easy thing to do, particularly in regards to apples, is just wash them all right away.
Okay.
When you get home, instead of as I go.
Okay.
I now, like to just wash them all with apples.
Yeah. Some produce you don't want to, actually a lot of produce you, like,
you don't want to do
berries,
that.
Wash them as you go.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
But with apples, quickly. I
yeah.
love to just wash them all in the sink. So I just plug the sink, fill
okay.
it full of water, and put one part white vinegar. To
okay.
four parts water.
Okay.
So I had my white vinegar, just a big,
yeah.
big thing of it,
because
yeah. I clean with it too.
Yeah.
So just put some in there, wash all of them
yeah.
at one time. And that vinegar will help get that wax off if it came from the
yes.
grocery store. But just find a way to,
that's
whatever
a,
works best for what you bought to get it all
point.
Cleaned off. But it won't have as much of that gunkity stuff on it if it's from mm-hmm. the farmer's market.
Right.
As it does it from the grocery store.
True. Vinegar's like a cure-all.
It is.
Buy in bulk for sure.
Oh, and then add in apple cider vinegar to the mix and it does. It's the cure-all for the body.
That's true. That's true. I just thought of one other thing that you asked a farmer, which was so good that I forgot to mention, which was if there's part of the vegetable, let's say, that the farmer's telling you how to cook it or how to do something with it, be sure and ask if you can do something with the stems.
With the other part.
Or with the other part that they're not pointing to or referring to. Because
sometimes it's great to saute it or something. Yeah, with those badger flame beets, what I noticed was that the greenery at the top reminded me of chard a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm just curious, can you saute that? And she was like, absolutely.
Yeah. I think a lot of farmers, too, just like a lot of people that have been in the same business or trade for so long, they just forget that some of this stuff isn't intuitive.
Right.
You know, because she was probably thinking, of course, use everything. And we're like, we don't know.
Isn't that funny? Well, so in regards to juicing, that's one thing I love when I'm in a groove with my juicing is I'll juice so much.
Yeah.
Of what I otherwise would throw in the trash or the compost.
That's amazing.
In the compost right now. But anyway, for instance, celery. I just want to eat the nice, crunchy middle part.
I want the...
All that fluffy stuff on the edges or the real white part.
Right.
But if you throw that in the juicer, you're getting celery juice out of that stuff.
That's awesome.
You know, so I feel like it's just no way. I hate waste.
I do too. Yeah, so be sure and ask, you know, especially if it's a new produce
product
you're
item. Not used to.
If there's other parts to it that are good to be used in other ways.
Or try something and say, you may saute it and be like, this is nasty. I'm never doing that again.
That's true. Well, I do want to make sure everybody knows we are on Instagram at Steel Magnolias Podcast because we're going to post a ton of pictures this week
from our produce. Finds.
Yes. And we'll be putting up something as soon as we get details about some of these just farmers that we want to even go further with, like the flower farm. So, lots of pretty pictures there and interesting produce. But if you've got interesting produce, tag us in your pictures,
please,
too. I'd love to know.
Tell us what you do with it.
If you tried something or if you just found out something grows in your area that you've never had. Until next time, peace be with you.
And also with y'all.